This week, the Republican primary for governor of Arkansas seemed just a bit closer. Both candidates seeking the nomination, current Attorney General Leslie Rutledge and former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, reached out to voters with statements, one about taxes, the other about vaccinations. For their conversation this week, Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, asked John Brummett, a political columnist with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, about candidate Sanders' weekend op-ed about vaccinations. Brummett says she wrote that she's vaccinated, but thinks each person should make their own choice.
And she goes on, in that same column, she repeats what she had said on Fox News on Friday, which was the problem here is that you Democrats, Biden and Harris and you liberals, have not been giving Donald Trump credit for the virus.
The Democrats who have a higher percentage of vaccinations than the Republicans.
But she's explaining that the Republicans and conservatives aren't taking it, apparently despite the liberals. I guess that's what she means. I have a metaphor I'll share with you for tomorrow's column, saying that she is essentially saying, I've come in out of the flood to protect myself. And I think everybody ought to consider, talk to your doctor about whether you ought to come in out of the flood. But if you choose to drown because the rescue boat doesn't have Trump's logo on it, that's your choice. That's what she's saying. I find that a little bit short of the kind of political leadership that I want. If you read the poll, she's in a position of great influence, and she could do more good than that. However, in this current political environment in Arkansas, her op-ed in the Democrat Gazette has some value, I hope, that people will say, okay, I'll think about it.
Do you think the logic is that if Trump were to get credit, that somehow the vaccine is going to go in a different direction? I mean, the virus is going to go in a different direction, or that it will persuade some people?
Because the virus doesn't
care.
No, it doesn't, and you've asked me a question based on logic, and there is none. I know you cut me off last week, and I don't blame you when I started repeating my line that she is running to be the commander of the Arkansas outpost for Trump. And this, I say that again, and you can cut me off each week, but that's the way it feels. And when she goes on national TV and cannot talk about the virus without couching it in terms of, well, if you'd give Donald Trump credit, maybe some people would get these shots. I find that your use of the word logic is one of the great ironies that I have heard. There is no logic in that.
Who's not giving Donald Trump credit? You would give him credit right now. I think
I give him credit in tomorrow's paper.
Operation Warp Speed was something that he put in place.
Let me say two things about that. I gave him credit in tomorrow's column. I said, I'm going to take Sarah's deal. And I write a sentence that says, Donald Trump personally created and perfected in the lab this virus. Now you people, if that's what you want to hear me say, then go get your dad blame shots. That's what I say. She is saying that there is, I don't know what she's saying. I think she's saying that because Kamala Harris got asked twice last year, this question, if the Trump administration puts forward a vaccine before the election, would you be comfortable taking it? That's the question she got. And Kamala Harris said what any sane person would say, not on his word, but so no. However, if the medical professionals say yes, that's something else entirely, but not on his word. If you had trusted Donald Trump's word on how to medicate the vaccine, we would have all consumed bleach at one point. So that's all she's saying. But Republicans want to make this not a matter of getting people safe. And forgive me for going off on this, but this is getting pretty dire. They want to couch everything in terms of Democrats are bad and they don't respect Trump to feed this resentment. I think the underlying emotion in Arkansas and in other Trump red states against the vaccine is resentment of the fact that credit might go to these people who wouldn't give Trump credit. Is that any reason not to protect your health and others? Of course not. But to my amazement, our next governor, our likely next governor, catches this issue in those terms, in my view.
So the Republican challenger to Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Attorney General Leslie Rutledge, rolls out a plan last week to eliminate the state income tax by the year 2030. This will be a constitutional amendment she's going to help put in motion. How practical is that?
It's not practical at all. The income tax is ratio to the sales tax in terms of its component of our state budget is, they're very similar, right?
Income tax is larger.
That's what I thought. I wanted to say that, but I wanted you to confirm.
The state income tax in the last fiscal year brought in 50.6% of state revenue, $3.4 billion out of a $6.8 billion budget.
I had my point, and I needed you to give me the number to go with it. That's more than half the state budget and more than 70% of the general revenue, and more than 70% of the general revenue budget goes to education when you count higher education, public schools and higher education.
95% of the state budget goes to the big six, human services, health, prisons, public safety, K through 12, higher ed.
So you asked me if it's practical to say between next year or between 2023 and 2030, we're going to phase down the income tax, half of our state budget, with nothing to replace it. Just because we don't want to pay it, that's not practical at all. It is utter nonsense. In states that have no income tax, you look at their property taxes, usually. That's where the difference is made up. This is all a balancing act, and states do it different ways, and states have different resources on which to rely. But you can't take half the general revenue budget, you can't phase it out over a period of a few years, and make state government work. To this end, this is how I phrase this issue. Leslie Rutledge, I may have figured out that she's most likely going to lose to Sarah Sanders. So if she does, she's just going to take away all her money so she can't govern. I don't think that's what she's doing by purpose. That's the effect of what she would be doing. If she singularly leads an amendment, which I'm afraid people... You think people would go vote to do away with their income tax?
I do think people would vote to do
away with their
income tax. I
believe there would be some support for that. Mm-hmm. Sarah can become governor with Leslie taking away half of her general revenue budget. That's an interesting political dynamic, as well as mathematical absurdity.
Last issue for
us, sir,
to discuss. There were two federal court rulings last week on controversial bills from the recent Arkansas legislature. There is a preliminary injunction on the abortion ban and on the transgender medical issue. Where do these cases go now? How long do you predict that they will be in limbo? And where does it go next, I guess? Give everybody a little bit of a primer.
Both will go through the standard process of petitioning for a reconsideration and then an attempt to appeal to see if they go to the Eighth Circuit. And Jason Rapert believes the abortion case, we're going to get that all the way to the Supreme Court, and Arkansas is going to be the state that allows Gorsuch and what's her name?
Amy
Barrett. And Kavanaugh.
Very nice.
You
were paying attention during the Trump administration.
Yeah, I was. And I wasn't just spending all my time watching Hallmark movies trying to stay away from the truth. So that's the process they have in mind. Both these preliminary injunctions were both matters, as I understand it, to issue the preliminary injunctions is for the judge to indicate that the odds-on favorite for a final disposition now is a permanent injunction. I think both these laws will be held invalid. I don't think the Supreme Court is going to accept a head-on ruling from Arkansas to do away with to violate federal law. I think John Roberts and his court will most likely want some actual legal issue that's legitimate from which they might begin to elaborate based on new science or something. That's how you would do that. To just say, well, we're going to just change it because Arkansas is changing it, or Mississippi, which is ahead of Arkansas, I don't think that's going to happen. So these bills were highly suspect. They were more than highly suspect. The abortion bill. Let me just say this. Our legislature passed an anti-abortion law that's against the law on purpose. Let's pass a law that is against federal law. Won't that be fun? That's what they did. Why don't the Little Rock and Fayetteville school boards do the same thing en masse, if it's okay to do that kind of thing, you know?
Well, the voters did it on marijuana.
Right. Well, the voters are another thing. Yes. But, I mean, this is... Well, and the federal government said it was okay, didn't they, on the marijuana?
They did.
Yeah. Well, that's different. I don't know why that's different.
I'm going to get you and different. Jason Raybert to have a debate on that.
You know, Jason was telling me last week that he's starting a daily... Well, never mind. I'm not going on there with him, unless I just feeling spunky.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's John Brumman right. with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. I think you made all your points.
I got them all made. You destroyed one, but you did well to do so.
Happily.
I always appreciate additional context. Thank you very much.
John Brumman is a political columnist with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. His work can be found at ArkansasOnline.com. He talked with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. More at talkbusiness.net.